Blog Talk Radio.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
burn the smoke. Louis bags, they strap with a priceless glow. Highlight, flipping and get some more. Paradise, the luxury marble flow. When I hit, me full of that cash. More money than I seen in the garbage can. Son of Island, money and the power. That's how we do it, make it rain, make it shower. Top flow, big time, I'm doing big things. Over city view, ball short of new range. Flip another 100, popping through 100. In the new Bentley, up top, stand up.
To the gold line, straight out the hutter. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the bush, dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feels good to be here. Weezy in the building, got his dream built, young money.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. I am your fantabulous host, Hazel. Thank you for the next hour. For my birthday. You can interrupt us anytime. On that note, we shall sing to AJ. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Trelly. Happy birthday to it, and I'm sure that if he re-listens this episode, which he does normally when he misses it, he will be grateful that he missed it, because that by far was the most horrible singing known to mankind. So we're going to start off the show by wishing the Haskell family good luck this weekend. They finally move into their new home. They are very excited, nervous, apprehensive, worried, scared, bricking it, happy, joyous, and everything in between about this move. It's a big step, as everybody knows who's bought a house. This isn't just a place to another. This is a whole... Or then I see my fabulous dress, I look at the shoes, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm married. So anyway, good luck this weekend. We hope everything works out really good for you. And while you are relaxing, I'm making a cup of tea, which you know is the importance. Actually, the first we are going to play a quick song because I think everybody should be happy.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. I'm back. I didn't. My tea's not even ready yet. I was making a cup. Cheese.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
She kill me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. With a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? A psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. Your baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom.
Yeah.
It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his.
Okay, let's talk about Kim Kardashian's song in a bit. Cause let's be honest, she's made her name as a professional gold digger. Anywho, now I got my two. Cheesy Doritos, which are always important. Now we're going to read something. So here we go. This is what was posted on Facebook earlier this evening. While conducting some business at the courthouse, I overheard a lady who'd been arrested for assaulting a mammogram technician say, "Your Honor, I'm guilty, but there were extenuating circumstances." The female judge sarcastically said, "I'd like to hear those extenuating circumstances." I did too, so I listened to the lady tell her story. "Your Honor, I had the mammogram appointment, which I actually kept. I was met by this perky little clipboard carrier, smiling from ear to ear as she tilted her head to one side and crooned, 'Hi, I'm Belinda. All I need you to do is step into this room right here, strip to the waist, and slip on the gown. Everything clear?' I'm thinking, 'Belinda, try decaf. This ain't rocket science. Belinda then skipped away to prepare the chamber of horrors. With the right side finished, Belinda flipped me literally to the left side and said, can you stand on your tippy toes and lean in a tad so we can get everything?' 'Fine,' I answered. I was freezing, bruised and out of air, so why not use the remaining circulation in my legs and neck to finish me off? My body was holding a pattern that defied gravity, with my other breast wedged between those 2 4-inch pieces of square glass, when I heard and felt a zap. Complete darkness, the power was off. Belinda said, 'Uh-oh, maintenance is working, but they hit a snag.' Then she headed for the door. excuse me, you're not leaving me in this fire strip alone, are you? I shouted. Belinda kept on going and said, oh, you fussy puppy, the door's wide open, so you'll have emergency hall lights. I'll be right back. Before I could shout no, she disappeared, and exactly how Bubba and Earl Maintenance Man Extraordinaire found me. Standing on my tiptoes, half naked, with part of me dangling from the jaws of life and the other part smashed between glass. Hi, how's it going? Type greedy. Barbara Portobello asked to my utter disbelief if I knew the power was off. Trying to disguise my hysteria, but thanks anyway. Okay, you take care now, Bubba replied and waved goodbye as I've been standing in the line at the grocery store. 2 hours later, I popped back on and I totally forgot about you and went to lunch. See me, are we upset or on exactly how her head ended up at the camp? The judge could hardly contain her laughter as she said, case dismissed. Now, let's be perfectly honest. Anagrams are not fun. There is nothing fun about having your move between two things and we all need to poke and prod our boobies to make sure there's no bumpies. But could you imagine the pain of being stuck in one for 2 hours? Oh my word, especially if you've got small boobs, because if you've got tiny titties and they're squished, they have to really force it in. Me, I just slap that thick sucker down, and if the glass breaks, the glass breaks. But you know, there's when you stop, dog, they're growling at each other. But I would burp, but hey. I just went back today and it's totally bypassed me. We've somehow moved.
Promise me that you'll get saved by angels. And when you get the choice to sit it out or
back. Hopefully this works out a little bit better. And we'll go back to our topic of conversation, which was mammograms. Now, you would have thought that by now they would have worked out a better way to do this test. Because let's be honest, this test was obviously designed by a man because, let's be honest, the way that men play around with boobs is just ridiculous. They think they're just masses of gel or something that don't hurt. When in fact, you know, our boobs are very, very sensitive. Now, the one thing that it has to be said is that, you know, the mammogram test would change if men had to have the same procedure done for testicular cancer. You know things would change if men had to put their testicles in between two pieces of glass, have them squeezed together very, very tightly. All of a sudden, there would be new technology out there for doing these procedures. But obviously, no. We're going to be stuck with having tests for the longest time. Anyway, we're going to play another song, and then we will be back. We're going to finish with Kanye West.
She take my money, well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over time, that digs on me. She killed me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. With a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? A psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walking around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years, and on her 18th birthday found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, get down girl, go ahead, get down, get down girl, go ahead, get down, get down girl, go ahead, get down, get down girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees, you don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Tyson. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hit that back.
Okay, we're back. I apologize for the constant interruptions. What a crazy start to the beginning of tonight's show, I swear. We have more ups and downs, in and outs, than a hooker on for free night. But anyway, I'm back, still eating chips, because I'm a fat chick, that's what us fat chicks do. Got my cup of tea. Nom nom nom. Slurp, slurp, slurp. That's good stuff right there. Hope everybody's week is going good so far. I know we've all just had Easter and all that good stuff. We were able to get our donation of Easter eggs out everywhere. We gave them to a church in Waukesha after the park that they were supposed to go to said that they couldn't take them because of the possibility that the candy and the eggs had been tampered with. But, as you know, that's not what we're about, because it would come back and bite me in the ass big time. Two, it's just cruel, mean, and heartless thing to do. So the eggs were sent to a church in Waukesha, which a friend of ours goes to, and they were given out to the kids who showed up for the church services, which is awesome to me. The other thing, we sent a whole bucket of them to the VA as well, which was great. Monday, when I had to take AJ to the emergency room for his back, we actually took the burial gowns, some little bags with some other bits and pieces in, some baby hats, etc., up there as well. So they were all donated, which is great, and it's not great, if that makes sense. It always fills me, you know, with such happiness being able to do these when I'm getting the packages together. But as soon as I have to deliver them, because I know then once I hand them over, they will be going to families whose children are passed away. And that's when I have a great deal of difficulty because, you know, it's, to begin with, it's such a nice thing to do, and anybody who, you know, donates anything to help families is do it, to me, is doing a good job. But it's that pain and, you know, that grief and everything of where they're going to. Today, actually, I was speaking with a friend of mine called Billy, who is a wonderful woman. And we were talking about a couple of the items that we have. And, you know, I hadn't had a look at a couple of Matthew's items in his memorial box, you know, for quite a while. In fact, it's been since about this time last year. And we had an issue where his baby hat and his tiny, tiny little baby pillow got wet. We thought they were ruined. I wasn't going to throw them away even if they had been ruined. I kept hold of them. They dried out. I put them in bags, and I kept them and kept them. And me and Billy were talking about, you know, certain items that we always keep all the time. And I went and got them out and had a look at them today, and it brought back so many, so many memories of exactly how tiny he was, you know, and how much he's so missed. And you know, those feelings I know that these families are going to go through, you know, and the only thing that makes me feel better is that we hope that they know that there's somebody out there who's thinking of them, praying for them, wishing they didn't have to go through this. But you know, at least knows that there's somebody out there, that someone took their time to do this for them. I know that with Easter, a lot of, you know, people have a hard time with the holidays. Easter for me isn't so bad. You know, leading up to it was because the 16th had been, was 2 years since we knew we were expecting Matthew. So it was a happy, and it was also a countdown for us to what would turn out to be the worst time of our lives. But my holidays that I have issues with are Christmas, because Matthew was due the right before Christmas. And pretty much that's it. Mother's Day is hard. Last year was should have been my first Mother's Day since losing Matthew, and that was unfortunately completely and utterly ruined. The person who we were staying with, her name is Missy Hernandez, actually ruined Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Matthew's angelversary. Yeah, I'm putting her name out there. She turned everything into it being about her. She said that I was being selfish and I was wrong for feeling so upset and sad, and that I had ruined things for her, that Mother's Day was about her. She did the same when it came to Father's Day as well. You know, turned Father's Day into being about her. And, you know, last year was supposed to have been AJ's first Father's Day as a new father. Yeah, we celebrated because he has been a wonderful dad to Robert. But, you know, this was supposed to have been his first Father's Day, being a new dad and everything. And instead it was his first Father's Day of Matthew not being here, and it was ruined for him as well. You know, Father's Day was made to be all about her because, oh, I'm mother and dad to my kids, and everybody needs to respect that, and you guys need to just stop with, you know, being upset over this. And then when it came to Matthew's angelversary, she got really pissed off because I let Robert go to South Milwaukee. She then got pissed off because me and AJ wanted to spend some alone time, and, you know, she just kept going on and on and on, and how bad I was and how selfish I was. So my first last year from losing Matthew weren't even really able to do anything about. They were just basically I was made to feel like crap, and I refused to let anybody do that again. You know, Robert's 13th birthday last year should have been this huge celebration, and it wasn't. I'm going to make it up to him this year. He's going to have a wonderful birthday. You know, pull out all the stops and everything and all that lot. And I know with for a lot of people, Mother's Day is a very, very hard time for them. And it's sad because, you know, it's hard to deal with these days when you lost, when someone that you loved is gone. It really is. And, you know, Mother's Day is a celebration for me because I do have Robert here. Robert is an amazing kid. I love him to pieces. But I also don't have Matthew here as well, and that hurts very, very much. So before I completely break down and lose it altogether, I am going to play another song, and we'll be back very shortly.
Every move I make. pray for you. Every day we pray for you. Till the day we meet again, in my heart is where I keep a friend. Memories give me the strength I need to proceed, strength I need to believe. My thoughts big, I just can't define. Wish I could turn back the hands of time. Us in the six, shopping new clothes and kicks. You and me taking flicks, making hits, stages they receive you on. Still can't believe you're gonna give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
On my switchboard right now, and I know exactly who it is, so let's embarrass them a little bit. Hold on 1 minute. Hello, caller, you are on the air with Hazel. Hello. Very strange. Let's just mute them again. Okay, that's really strange. I think Blog Talk Radio is being a bit pissy tonight, which doesn't help me very nicely. Kind of gets me frustrated, as you can appreciate. Oh, here I got flipping chips in my gums and stuff. But anyway, I got a couple of things to read to you. And one of them... Let me see. This one is, it's a review. Actually, they're both going to be reviews for something that is on Facebook. And I swear to you, I've had a good laugh at them. This first one, is for uranium ore. Yes, people, you heard me correctly. Uranium ore. And the title of this is, So Glad I Don't Have to Buy This from Libyans in Parking Lots at the Mall Anymore. It had me in hysterics. This was absolutely brilliant. It said, I bought this to power a homemade submarine that I used to look for prehistoric era life forms in landlocked lakes around my hometown in Alaska. At first, I wasn't sure if this item would or could arrive via airmail. But I was glad to see that it showed up with no problems. Well, almost no problems. Unfortunately, my mom opened my mail because she has no respect to people's privacy. She was pretty upset to see uranium ore. After a long argument and me running away from home again, she finally stopped being such an idiot and I was able to get back to work. The quality of this uranium is on par with the stuff I was buying from the Libyans over the mall parking lot. But at half the price, I just hope the seller doesn't run out, because I have many projects on my list, including night vision, Sasquatch radar, an electromagnetic Chewbacca cage, a high-velocity aerial-weighted Mothman net, and a superheated instant grill sandwich maker. Seriously, I'm not joking. They actually have this on Facebook. Oh, not Facebook, on Amazon. And I am going to, I think I'll actually post it just for everybody's laughter. It says, caution, contains radioactive material. Then, I mean, it, to me, it's absolutely hilarious. I wonder if it says what you can buy it with. You know when they say, oh, you can buy this and buy it with something else? Oh, they do. That's even funnier. You can buy uranium ore with gallium pure 20 grams for even melt in your hand and bismuth crystals. That is just hilarious. The description for the uranium ore says, radioactive sample of uranium ore. This sample material is naturally occurring radioactive material. Counts per minute activity rate listed on the label is determined using a GCA07W digital Geiger counter with an NRC certification. Activity level includes all radiation types, alpha, beta, and gamma. Uranium ore samples are useful for the testing of Geiger counters. License Regularity Commission rules and regulations and Postal Service regulations specified for activity limits of low-level radioactive materials. This item is shipped in accordance with Postal Service activity limits specified in Publication 52. Radioactive minerals are for educational and scientific use only. That, to me, is just hilarious. Come on now. Oh, we got another one. Roswell UFO crash site soil. That's just fabulous. Let's see if it says on there. Somebody just put, is this gluten-free? Oh, that's brilliant. So this next review is for Tuscan whole milk 1 gallon. And I can honestly say, this is by far one of the best reviews I have read in a long time. This is just epic. This is absolutely epic. And I will read it to you and you will understand why. This, as I say, this is a customer review for whole milk 1 gallon. And it goes like this. Once upon a midday sunny, while I savored nuts and honey, with my Tuscan whole milk 1 gallon, I swore. As I went from my lap in sunny, there came a tapping as someone gently rapping on the icebox door. Bad condenser that, I muttered, vibrating the icebox door. Only this and nothing more. Not to sound like a complainer, but half inept, half gainer, I provoked my bolter tip and spilled its contents to the floor. Stupefied, I came to muddle over the increasing puddle, burgeoning deluge of what I at present do adore. Snowy Tuscan wholesomeness, exclusively produced offshore, purged here forevermore. And the pool so white and silky filled me with a sense of milky, a door of the type of fantastic of a loss not known before. So that now to still the throbbing of my heart while gently sobbing, I retreated heading straightway for the tempting icebox door. Headless of that pitter-patter tapping at the icebox door, I resolved to have some more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. This, said I, requires an extra dram of milk, my favorite pour. To the icebox I aspired, motivated to admire how this avocado pigment complemented my decor. Then I grasped its wood-grain handle. Here I opened the door wide, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams of many Tuscans I'd known before. But the light inside was broken, the darkness gave no token, and the only words there spoken were whispered my words no more. Coke and beer, some ketchup, I've set my eyes on, and an apple core, merely this and nothing more. Back towards the table turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely there is something at my window lattice. Let me then where I retreat and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more. From the window came a stirring, then with an incessant purring, inside except a kitten, mannerlessly did she me ignore. Not the least obedient made she, not a minute stopped or stayed she, but with the mien of lord and lady, withdrew to my dining floor. Pounced upon the pool of tuskers, spreading over my dining room floor, licked and lapped and supped some more. Then this tiny cat beguiling, my sad fancy enter smiling, my grand enthusiasm of countenance she wore. Towards the mess she showed no pity, till I said, well, hello, kitty. Sought she me with pretty eyes that seemed to open some rapport. So I pleaded, tell me, what is that you implore? Quoted, said the kitten, go get me some more. That is actually what was written on Amazon for a product review. And to me, I thought that was absolutely awesome. I mean, how, this to me is just totally epic. You can't get, you know, no much better than that. That to me was great. I'm just seeing what else. Oh, no. We cannot have this. I have just found something that has just, no, I am very, very upset over this. I will post it on Facebook. Everybody can see. This to me is one of the most saddest things I have seen in my life. I will be sad forevermore over this. Amazon is selling a can of canned unicorn meat. Yes, people, there is a can of unicorn meat on Amazon. In fact, it's $15, which is, get this, you can buy unicorn meat, dragon meat, and zombie jerky for $37.61. I am absolutely upset. The review says, no fooling, unicorn meat is real. Excellent source of sparkles. Rickbite unicorns, as we all know, frolic all over the world, pooping rainbows and marshmallows wherever they go. We are confident that you will find a world of bewilderment in every mouthful of sumptuous unicorn meat. Unfortunately, due to restrictions on the importation and the mystical processed meat stuff, we're unable to bring you unicorn meat in the way the Sisters of Radiant Farms intended. When you open the can, you will find one tiny unicorn that has been appropriately sliced into main cuts of meat. Simply use your growth rate to re-embiggen the unicorn before skinning it and processing its flesh. Or if you're lazy, just bring it to your local mad scientist butcher. He'll know what to do with it. That to me is actually really funny. And the reviews are brilliant. Some just put, does it give you everlasting life? Answer, no, that's only the blood. After a long-term consumption of this, will I poop rainbows? Yes, small edible pieces of the bite-sized rainbow, in fact. Please be warned, however, that a steady stream of urine after consuming this product cannot be crossed with any of the same. The result will be your dark matter. Somebody put, does anyone know if unicorn meat is gluten-free? Not the canned. If you buy fresh organic meat, it is, but it's hard to find. Canned unicorn meat is not made from free range. Oh, my gosh. Somebody just put, do not eat much of this stuff at once. I had the rainbow runs for a week. The entire complex smelled like hopes and dreams. Oh, my gosh. This is just, like, hilarious. So this, oh, my gosh, I have to read this to you. It says, of course, this isn't good as fresh, but who has time to hunt unicorns these days? I'm a busy professional, so I don't have the luxury of just grabbing my bow and quiver and spending days in the high glens hunting fresh corn. This product allows me to come home from a hectic day and enjoy a meal packed with the same nutrition only unicorn can provide. I even keep a few cans of this at the office for those late nights. But this is seriously great fun and tasty. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's just too funny. The other one. Don't order this product if you have a conscience. The unicorns in the industrial unicorn farms live in appalling conditions, in many cases worse than those in the Pegasus ranches. Don't believe the propaganda and the other tycoons of Big Unicorn. All that awaits these poor creatures is an abattoir and the Rainbow Factory. Be ethical and buy kosher dragon meat instead. Oh my gosh, some of these are hilarious. They also have the Look and Feel Canadian Breath Spray. That's awesome. Let me see what else we got. I mean, some of these are just so funny. Inflatable unicorn horn. That is awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Bacon-flavored toothpaste. Oh, they have this perfect sign. I have to get it. It's, you know, like you see the deer crossing signs and all that one. This is a unicorn crossing sign. That is just so funny. Unicorn Band-Aids, too. Eek! Those are just fabulous. I have to put these on Facebook. Let me put these up there. This is just awesome. Because everybody needs unicorn Band-Aids, okay? So don't judge me. Just enjoy. Oh, my gosh. What else have we got? This is too funny because some of this stuff is just crazy. I was just looking for some funny stories to, like, read you guys of product reviews and everything. Unicorn rubber ducks, 12 of them. Oh, that would be so cute. I could have 12 little rubber duckies. Go flip, 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 flip everywhere. See, this isn't fair. Why do little kids have all the good fun? They got a Jumping Beans unicorn hooded bath towel. Am I not good enough for a unicorn hooded bath towel? Is my life not worthy of a unicorn hooded bath towel? I just think that's wrong. I am having a really bad time with this right now. As a person who loves unicorns, I believe that I should have a unicorn hooded bath towel. That's all there is to it. I have to pass on because this has got me really upset. I want one, and I want one now.
She dropping down to the floor. I'm like, shawty, you should go, but she like, oh, nigga. willing to separate you from she your boo. Now I'm on her, walking out the club, shouting what's up. Mmm, I want her in the worst way, plus I just found out that it's her birthday.
Anita Baker. When I roll up on you, it's like a skater. Move if you wanna when you see that red laser. No matter how you move, bet that infrared will chase ya. Then I keep it moving. Homie, see you later. Memphis. Trying to have a little fun, maybe move a couple numbers. But when you move in numbers, all the haters start to wonder. Then they talk behind your back, and they breath they speaking under. Man, I'm hot like the sun, like the middle of the summer. Strike down in a flash, where you can call me Thunder. Chicks call me Phil Drummond, cause I give them different strokes. Ba, 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 beat it up like a drummer. They can call it one hit wonder, but I guess that means I'm one up. Light a match, play with fire, that just means you gon' get burned up. In a river where you turn up, cause they see I'm on the come up. But it's I turn now, if you want it, take it from us. I don't need no goons by me, if you want it, come and try me. We can do this broad day, in the middle of the lobby. They say that they the shit, when they barely just a potty. When they problems turn to probably, and they probably turn to sorry.
Tell them, move if you want it, if you want it.
Beat it up like a drummer, like a drummer, like a drummer.
to a girl that still want a man. Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a B like Madonna, man. Now you in a fear running plays like Donovan. McNabb, before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest. You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces, cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what? She turned around, giggled, said, you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors were so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up, and that's why.
The more they talk about it.
Checking the Milwaukee Brewers score, and they beat the Padres this evening. So sorry to all you San Diego fans, but the Brewers beat you guys 5-2 this evening, which means my trailer has done his way home, and then we can have cake. Do you know how much this man has tortured me all day? His birthday cake is sat in the kitchen. Okay, we have not touched it one little bit. And if you give me just 1 minute, I am going to play another song. Because he is calling me now.
Yeah. got a huge old house. I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. Want you there, yeah.
And as well as it being AJ's birthday today, it's John Cena's as well. A while back, I posted on my page and also pretty much everywhere else I could do it, a WWE prank call. This guy apparently had ordered a WWE pay-per-view, and his wife had flipped out screaming she wasn't going to be able to watch her shows and how dare he order this pay-per-view, and it just went on and on and on and on. And so he called a local radio station and asked them to prank call her. And the prank call is hilarious. I'm going to play it for you guys. And me and Robert have listened to this so many times. If you listen carefully, when she's screaming at them to stop calling her and all this lot, you can hear in the background that guy saying, you know, a hardcore shoots and ladders match and all this lot. It's about 10 minutes long, but it is absolutely hilarious, and I'm sure you'll all enjoy it.
This is the Z Morning Zoo podcast. Z Morning Zoo is online at iTunes and Z104.com.
All right, let's get to this week's phone scam.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Well, guess who got the phone scam this week? This freaking guy. There's only a couple things you really need to know about wrestling, WWE wrestling.
Okay.
Number one, it kicks ass. And
right.
Number two, John Cena. John Cena is a good-looking guy. He's a former Marine. Okay?
Ooh,
and now
even better.
Turned wrestler. That's why I thought you would like him, Trisha.
I'm getting all
wrestler.
Giggly already.
When John Cena comes into the ring, okay. He has his own theme song. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme song right here.
This one, even Shaggy go crazy over when you hear
yes.
it. You love it.
Every time we play this on the Z Morning Zoo, me and Shaggy start jumping around and fighting each other. So that's John Cena's theme song. All right, so we got an email for a phone scam Friday, and you can email us too, Nick at Z104.com, Trisha at Z104.com, Shaggy at Z104.com. It says, Dear Z Morning Zoo, I love the show. I was wondering if you guys could phone scam my wife, Marie. By the way, this guy's name is Donnie. Donnie and Marie. Swear to
no
God.
No way.
Can't make
funny.
It up.
Yeah.
Swear to God. So I gave him a little bit of crap about that. Anyways, what we got down to, he said, a couple weeks ago, I ordered WWE Wrestling Pay-Per-View Survivor Series, and my wife flipped. He said, she came in the room and yelled at me and said, change it. I'm missing my shows. I said, what shows?
No.
She said, Revenge and Homeland. I guess she watches Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't change it. She said, why not? He said, it's pay-per-view. He said, at that point, she proceeded to yell at me for the next hour about ordering pay-per-view wrestling on our television. I tried to explain to her how kick-ass WWE wrestling is. She didn't get the picture. Maybe a phone scam would help. So we are going to, well, we did. We called Donnie's wife, Marie, swear to God, and we tried to sell her on the virtues of WWE wrestling. It didn't exactly work out very well.
But you gave it 127%.
I certainly did. Here's this week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who is this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE Champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Superslam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again. But thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes those six men in a steel cage shoots and ladders match at WWE Superslam. Order now and take $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night!
Listen!
WWE
Hey, sir!
Taking on Shane!
Quit calling my house!
The Undertaker!
Quit calling me!
CM Punk! And even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match!
WWE Listen! Hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens and whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested! Stop calling my f***ing house!
Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena! But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Super
Slam? For the love of all that is stop calling my house
John
before I
Cena.
Get your number. I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Ladder.
To f***ing pieces. Do you understand me?
It's
I know who you are, John Cena, crazy motherfucker. Calling my house now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting calls all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena! I'm gonna get in the ring and put boots down!
You?
This
are you kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my shit. I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
I'll f*** your mother. Listen! Stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? I'm pretty sure it f*** is, but you're not hearing me! Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from Super Slam and listen! I am not! I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. If they're coming on my TV again, it won't be allowed in this house. Do you understand me? Never again will I be wrestling here in this house. Not a piece of going through closets and taking out t-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. F*** yourself. God damn what?
Hold on. Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone scamming you. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth thought you had on you.
Oh
my God. Well, listen, I'm sorry.
I haven't had my coffee yet. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know how
well, listen,
feel
we won't be calling you back anymore, I promise, okay?
Thank Jesus.
You won't have to hear this. All right, you won't have to hear that anymore.
I swear to God, I was gonna go to jail, and it was bad.
And we are back. Yeah, that is what, I don't know, I just was laughing so hard. You know, how pissed off must her husband have been with her to want that done to her? But the bit that gets me and Robert every time is a decorated Marine needs your help, and his name is John Cena! Oh, my gosh. We must have listened to that hundreds and hundreds of times, and we have never laughed so hard while we were watching it. We're listening to it even. So it's 10:30 here in Milwaukee, and, you know, spring is desperately trying to creep its way in. I mean, it's pushing. It's definitely pushing its way in, and, you know, hopefully soon we'll be having some really nice warm weather. Make those temperatures rise. And until then, I will play another quick song, and then we'll be right back.
The girl them kill our chicks. Shanda ball, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, Thunder Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Because the girl, them broke out on the floor. From your door, I know what crisp up armor. From your door, I know man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no young, no steam fish, no, no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. And girl, you got to test out, but you know we are start, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out of me, if you test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a flat, it become a god bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if you test him, I test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. I'm crazy now, this kid tough, it's on a Bridget and flavor show. Time to make baby now, so stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't play me now, cause I'm a fist and fart, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Spark it right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fits and your blouse and your fast and your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. The girl them broke out on the floor. From your door, I know what crisp up armor. From your door, I know man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no young, no steam fish, no, no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
And we are back. I know it seems like we're playing a lot of songs this evening and not much chat, but, you know, I promise you that next week's show is going to be totally fantastic. We also have my show on Friday morning, which will be wonderful because obviously I am wonderful. But this next one goes out to all of my wonderful, wonderful friends who are happily married or happily in a relationship with someone who they totally love and who totally gets them. And this is for you all.
I thought I found a love, but she was just a fling. And then I met a girl and felt a different thing. Like a hit in the ring, like you're pulled by a string. Can't breathe like you're choking on a chicken wing. It was a thing called a thing, and I wanted to sing. And listen to the ballads of a man named Sting. Lady looks in your eyes and it's suddenly spring. Like when Nala looked at Simba in The Lion King.
Throw down?
No, I just came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to clean. Cause if love was money, you'd be in a cha-ching. Next to a thing, you was arrows under the VC. It was a thing and a thing and a zingy-dee-dee. And there was only one lady in the thing for me. Cause what you think?
What's the thing?
You better know one thing. The only thing you're gonna fling is a wedding ring.
Catch you all on Facebook. Peace out, everyone.